Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce, broadcasting tomorrow's news tonight right here from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer in Tampa, Florida, in my Moss Nissan studio, to great radio stations all across America and the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite streaming live online. Now, a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us wherever you're at. Also to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us all free and safe. Let's not forget everybody, and I mean everybody, that's working on the Third Watch, whatever it is you're doing, however you're doing it, to our new friends, the Roughnecks up there in Wyoming, Montana, North Dakota, South Dakota, Colorado, also the Aramco oil employees in Saudi Arabia that are now let me know that they're all listening to us down there, or over there in Saudi Arabia, and to all the people wherever you're at, all our new listeners, and a special shout out to Brett in Grand Junction, Colorado. I'll get to you in a minute, but all the people have been chiming in, we thank you very much for helping this radio show grow. Well, joining me right now, I've got our professor emeritus from Lafayette, Indiana, Dan the Man. Hey, Dan the Man, how are you?
Well, I'm pretty good. How about yourself? It's good to hear all these new listeners listening to your show now.
Yeah, let me...
300.
Well, yeah. What did you say, over 300 what, this week?
Yeah, just this week.
Yeah, new people that have just come aboard that have become members of the Captain's Army and the official Captain's America Third Watch. Listen, Brett's chiming in from Grand Junction. Let me read you what he said, and then we'll go from there. He says, I firmly believe that the main reason the left is so hell-bent on removing Trump is because he's helping millions of Americans see the path of self-sufficiently. Honestly, the less Americans have to depend on the government, the weaker the Democrats become. Well, great point.
Great point, and it's also good for democracy.
Yeah,
because you're not going to look at the federal government as Santa Claus. It's to pull your own bootstraps up, get out there, and make it happen on your own, rather than waiting for a government handout. And I think when that happens, when more people do that, they'll see the benefit and the promise of pure democracy, pure capitalism, and that is sorely lacking. A lot of industry in this country that's part of the capitalist system, they do a lousy job at trying to sell it to people. The left has always beat us on the PR game.
Oh,
and I'm hoping that somehow that'll turn around.
By the way, I forgot to say hello to Alan. Alan's one of our latest listeners in the official Captain's America Third Watch page. Alan is a driver with AAA Cooper, and good morning to you, Alan. And yes, I'm saying hello to all the AAA Cooper drivers, so there you go. So keep going there, Dan.
Well, I tell you what, really why I called is it deals with the National Security Council,
mm-hmm.
which is different than the National Security Agency.
Correct. Not,
but if you're appointed to the National Security Council, nobody's really a permanent employee of that. You don't go through Senate confirmation. So, you know, John Bolton, he didn't have to go through that. Mostly it's somebody you know and you trust. The Vindman brothers. Now that's mind-boggling.
They don't belong there. They do not belong there. They've already proven that.
Well, I'm shocked to find Lieutenant Colonel Vindman still there. He can be replaced. I know he told the House committee that it was his responsibility for foreign policy. I got news for him. It's not. It is to formulate policy. Basically, you're continuously writing a term paper for the president. Now, if that president wants to listen to it, that's fine. If he wants to remark about it, use it for speeches, fine. But Lieutenant Vindman did not make foreign policy. You have to formulate this to all the agencies that deal with national.
How about his brother, his twin brother, who's the one that said that he vets the papers that are there that come in that have got need security, you know, clearances and all that sort of stuff, including the Bolton manuscript, which he didn't say he'd seen, but he said he was the guy that vetted all the paperwork.
Well, it's just like his brother, the lieutenant colonel. He never listened to that phone call. He just talked to people that did. He was a third party to this.
Well, I think that the brother, the one that vets the information, I think he heard something, and then I think he leaked it to the New York Times. I think he's the leaker of that one.
Well, I can tell you this. When I was in politics at that level, you didn't like relatives working in the same department. Really didn't even like relatives working in the federal government. And this is strange. I am hoping that if the federal judge throws out General Flynn's case, I don't know why President Trump just doesn't reappoint him as head of the National Security Council.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he had a pretty good counsel, but John Kelly kind of got too handsy on that, and then K.T. McFarland was out, Seb Gorpa was out, and those were two of the two best I've ever met. Mm-hmm. Especially McFarland. She is sharp.
She is.
And that's what I'm hoping, that somehow he can reach back to that point in his presidency and bring back some of his originals. And the National Security Council, it's important, but you're going to coordinate policy among the agencies more than you're going to make it. And then you have to brief the president. But I mean, if there is a major upheaval somewhere, you go automatically to the Joint Chiefs. You kind of bypass the National Security Council. The National Security Council advisor will be there, but for the most part, you're going to ask the questions of what can we do, when can we do it. And the National Security Council a lot of times can't answer those questions. Only the CNO, head of the Army, head of the Air Force, head of the Army can do that.
Mm-hmm.
So I would love to see him be rehabilitated, his image again be shined up and sparkling.
We'll know soon enough. And by the way, we've got his attorney, Sidney Powell, coming to Tampa here in a couple of weeks to talk to the Republican Party of Hillsborough County. I'm going to be there for that. I'll let you know. Dan, always a pleasure.
If I was in trouble, that's who I'd want for an attorney.
Always a pleasure, Dan. Thank you very much. All right, Dan the Man, Lafayette, Indiana, everybody, and always a wealth of information. Appreciate hearing from him. So don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, and we are strolling across the overnight radio airwaves.
Hello, I'm Edwards, host of the
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
And welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. This portion of the program brought to you by my good friends, Pete and Seth Talbot. They are the father-son team that own and operate Relief Factor and all the great products that they have on their with their great company, because it's not just about Relief Factor, the painkiller, but they've also got other things there, vitamin supplements and whatnot. But what I promote is Relief Factor because it works for me. I use the product, and it absolutely, positively has worked for me for 3 years and 10 months. Now, most of you know that I've been injured, not only serving my country in the military, but also in the fire service. Had a lot of injuries, and of course, when you break bones and whatnot, arthritis sets in eventually down the line. That is, in fact, what's going to happen, like it or not. Now, let me just point out to you that having broken my back twice, having my spine fused, that's part of where arthritis steps in. But also breaking bones in my arm and my leg and my ankle, or having to be replaced with ankle surgery, and then they did an ankle replacement on me. All of that leads to arthritis. And if you got arthritis, I don't need to explain it. So, back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, muscle aches and pain, any kind of pain at all, if you're taking stuff and you want to get rid of it and go to an all-natural product and see if that'll work, then this is for you. Relief Factor. Try the Relief Factor 3-week quick start. Go to the website relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. And while you're over there, check out the 1995 3-week quick start. Order it. See what you have to gain by it. And if it doesn't work, you're only out $20. And if it does work, then guess what? You don't need to do anything. You're going to get it shipped to you every month regularly without fail. That's relieffactor.com/captain. relieffactor.com/captain. All right, let me see here. I'm not sure, but I think I know who this is. Is this Nelson up in Jasper?
Yes. Hey, Captain. This is Nelson.
What's up?
I just needed a minute, and I wanted to mention something about FDR, Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
Well, I got something to mention to you. Have you ever heard of the Black Robes Regiment?
No.
Well, it was a bunch of ministers back in a Revolutionary War that actually turned the country around and led the people to victory by getting people out of the churches to go volunteer for the Continental Army. And I saw the people that were involved with that tonight. It was part of our presentation at Club 45. It was like taking a class in American history again. It was fascinating.
Well, that would be fascinating.
The Black Robes Regiment.
I know of one example, although this was not part of that. In Virginia, there was a minister who was the minister of his church the Sunday, and he was telling the congregation that they needed to get involved in this thing, and then he ripped off his robes, revealing his military uniform.
That's the Black Robes Regiment. That's exactly the Black Robes Regiment, exactly. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
This gentleman you're talking about was commissioned initially as a colonel, and then he wound up being a major general in the Revolutionary War.
And it goes something like Muscle,
yep.
Merberg, something like that?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. Okay, well, we're on the same length. Well, on FDR, you know, he gets credited for the welfare state,
mm-hmm.
and as well he should, although they always wanted to centralize the money, sending it to Washington. We're talking the so-called American system with Henry Clay and so on. But getting back to Roosevelt, in 1935, and now he was elected in 1932, took office in 1933. So in 1935, he told Congress this. He says, the way we are doling out money, it's like a narcotic. He knew it, and even if the Congress didn't know
it. But he was the one that set up Social Security.
Exactly.
And that's doling out money.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, but we're talking the WPA, you know, all the...
Yeah, that's what got us out of the Depression. Mm-hmm.
Well, the idea is that they were spending money, and I just wanted to put that down. It was January 3rd, 1935, when he mm-hmm. told Congress this. Mm-hmm. What they did was, like, for instance, they had an example of the WPA out in Arizona, in which the guy that was running it, they would dig holes in the morning, and then in the afternoon they would fill them back up.
Well, you know what my dad did, because he was a young man, 21 or so, couldn't find a job. Many people couldn't. Went to work for the Triple C, and they wound up planting trees all over the United States, planting trees.
Right. Well, this is the Civilian Conservation Corps. You know, in Virginia, the mountains, they put the Skyway road through there.
Yeah.
And the idea was that the locals, the natives, were not too well educated, and they were looked down on by the sophisticates. They were the deplorables of that day.
Yep,
you're right. They were rum runners and that sort of thing, and all that garbage that they used to say, if you didn't measure up, you were bad news. Well, anyway, these people knew one thing. They were told that they had to leave. They were evicted, and so they left their homes and in the day, and at night they would go back and sleep in their homes. They weren't idiots, you know, and they did this for months and months and months, and so the government got the CCC guys
yep.
to go in there and burn yep. those houses down.
Yep. Okay.
All right. Anyway. Take care.
Thank you, Nelson. Yep. And by the way, what he was talking about, the preacher he was talking about, that's the Black Robes Regiment. They were preachers by day, and some of them wore the uniform. They would put they'd take the flock off and the collar, and away they'd go off to battle. And that's what they did. And that was really something. It was part of history last night. If you get a chance to see that or hear about it, the Black Robes Regiment, you definitely want to go and you want to pay attention to it, because it is American history laid right out in front of you. And it's not what they're teaching in schools anymore. Schools are not teaching this. Why? Because it's got to do with religion. It was the pastors of the United States during the Revolutionary War that got up, stood up, and rallied their congregations to go up against the British. Amazing. Anyway, The White House is poised to expand the ability to use landmines in various places. Somebody told me last night when I was talking to him about this at the Club 45, they need to put them along the border. I said, no, I don't think so. That's really asking for problems. We probably have more problems than we have solutions, but certainly around our military bases around the world, it's not a bad idea. And by the way, President Trump and Michael Bloomberg, between the two of them, are about to spend $10 million on Super Bowl ads. So, Super Bowl Sunday, be prepared to see a lot of Donald Trump and a lot of Michael Bloomberg on your television set. Whether you want to see it or not, it's going to be there. And there's also some commercials, for lack of better words, I will say this. They certainly are not tasteful to everybody when it comes to their nature, if you will. I'll just leave it at that. You'll find out when you see them. You'll wonder how it got on television, whose idea that was in a football game. What are you talking about, Eric? Samuel Michael, the Archangel, carries a broadsword. Yeah, well, these guys were carrying flintlocks and whatnot, and they had them right there in their church, and they'd change their, they'd take off their religious robes, and boom, away they'd go out the church, and the whole congregation would go with them. They'd say, who's with us? Who's going to fight for your country? Who's going to stand up? And they'd, boom, out the door they'd go. And it worked. It worked, or you and I might have been speaking a different language right about now. By the way, the economy is healthy, even though it did not hit the 3% growth target that the president and company had set for it. The company, our country, is definitely sitting here with a healthy economy. Now, I haven't looked at the futures yet over in the stock market, and the economy is not about the stock market. All right, now the Dow futures on the Dow, the NASDAQ, the Standard & Poor's are all down a little bit. Not a lot, but they're all down a little bit. Looks like people are taking their profit today, which is normal on a Friday. That usually happens that way. Once in a while, it's not. But it is what it is. And, again, in general, all you got to do is look at things like the gas pump and clothing and, any type of accessories that you need to buy for office supplies and whatnot. Everything is remaining pretty steady as far as the price. And by the way, in case you haven't heard, Mr. Joe Biden, Mr. Mayor Pete Buttigieg are amplifying Sanders' criticism before Iowa. They step up to criticism of Bernie Sanders. Bernie's in the crosshair right now. Don't know what's going to happen there, but, you know, get ready, Democrats.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
We're beating them like they haven't been beaten before. You know, all the noises about their crazy debates, nobody's watching their debates.
President Trump at a packed COG Keep America Great rally in Des Moines, Iowa, telling the crowd,
"But it's all about their debates. They don't care about the farmer. Everything out here, they love Trump, and you should love Trump, with what I've done."
To Capitol Hill now and the impeachment trial, Kentucky Senator Republican Rand Paul reacting to Chief Justice Roberts, who refuses to read his question out loud as the question reportedly deals with the so-called whistleblower.
Presiding officer declines to read the question as submitted.
I can tell you that my question made no reference to any whistleblower or any kind of person of a complaint from a whistleblower.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Indeed, it is time for our first military and veterans news segment here in the Captain's America Third Watch, always brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy, with their two locations to serve you, one in Concord, Massachusetts, the other one here in Clearwater, Florida. And we had Bo in the program yesterday, and Bo knows, and Bo got some more calls yesterday, and that's what it's all about. Here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, let me tell you about the National Aviation Academy, because first of all, they have two locations, one in Concord, Mass, right outside Boston, and the other one happens to be in Clearwater, Florida, right here in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. Now, if you want a job that will start you out at around $60,000 a year for a 40-hour week, and you have the opportunity to work all the extra hours you want, and make all the extra money that you can make. If you want that kind of a job, then you need to check out the National Aviation Academy by going to NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu. Now, also, after you do that, give them a call at 800-659-2080, the number 800-659-2080, and ask to take the tour at one of their two locations. Now, you want to get there, you want to see what they have to offer, you want to see all the different things that are going on, because I'm telling you, they're proud of what they've got, and it will impress the heck out of you. So that's National Aviation Academy, NAA.edu, 800-659-2080. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. All right, a special shout-out right now to JW up there in Brooksville. Hello, JW. Thanks for chiming in and letting us know that you're up and at 'em here this morning, and be talking to you in, I don't know, about 2 hours and a half or thereabouts. So there you go. Now, the United States is expanding their troop and fighter jet presence at the Saudi base in Saudi Arabia, the Prince Sultan Air Base, which has been opened up again, and they're going full bore on positioning troops there and resupplying everybody that's there too, because the U.S. troop presence there has grown by roughly 2,500 since last summer, when the U.S. announced that it had begun deploying forces to what was once the major military U.S. hub in Saudi Arabia. Now, the return of U.S. forces to Prince Sultan Air Base is one of the more dramatic signs of America's decision to beef up troops in the Middle East in response to the threats from Iran, because Iran has definitely become the number one problem for the United States outside of China right now. Both of them are totally unpredictable as to what they may or they may not do. Now, there you go. And by the way, General John Hyten, Vice Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, said yesterday that he hopes to see significant improvement this year on loosening classification standards in the infamously overclassified Pentagon. In other words, he wants to try to get rid of some of the ridiculous classification they have there. And we'll see what happens. If the general wants it, maybe the general will get it. Now, a charter flight carrying 210 evacuees to be exact, from Wuhan, China, landed at the March Air Reserve Base in Riverside County, California. It used to be March Air Force Base. Now it's the home of the National Guard there in California, plus the Air National Guard in California. Now, they did that so the passengers could be safely screened for the coronavirus. They're all going to be spending a little time there to see whether or not they're going to get sick, the two-week period that it takes, roughly. So they're all going to be spending a little time there to see what happens, because they're not just going to turn them loose in the streets. That's just not a smart thing to do. Also, a squad leader who was sentenced to life in prison for his role in the murders of three unarmed Afghans a decade ago has filed a lawsuit in federal court to have his convictions vacated, saying that he's another one that was set up. Well, we'll see. We'll see. By the way, the two airmen that were killed in Monday's Bombardier E-11A crash in the Ghazni province of Afghanistan were identified. One of them, Lieutenant Colonel Paul K. Voss, and the other one, Captain Ryan S. Fanouf. And thoughts and prayers go to them and their families. Still don't know exactly what happened to that aircraft. We'll have to wait and hear. Now, overseas, in the news coming from overseas, an extremist violence is growing across Africa. The United States is considering reducing its military presence on the continent, a move that certainly is worrying its international partners who are working to strengthen the fight in the tumultuous Sahel region of Nigeria, and also Somalia, and also Yemen, all part of the equation. Now, are we just saying that for the sake to see if France will add a few more troops into the mix, or Great Britain, or Belgium, or Germany, or whoever else is tied up in Africa? Maybe. We'll see. Maybe. By the way, Korean nationals are receiving notices that they could be furloughed from their jobs at U.S. bases on April the 1st if the U.S. and the Republic of Korea can't hash out a host nation support agreement to offset the stationing costs of more than 28,000 U.S. troops. Remember, the United States wants more money to keep our troops in Korea. Don't blame them for that. By the way, Saudi Arabia is paying for us to have our troops there. Now, the bean counters and not bullets are key to Afghanistan's future. I think we can all agree with that. The first line of defense in what follows any potential peace deal in Afghanistan isn't likely to be the grunts on patrol, but soldiers who monitor the billions of dollars spent on projects aimed at holding the war-torn country together. How much money has been squandered by the Afghani government? And where has it gone? We don't know. There's billions of dollars that have disappeared. We don't know where it went. The Afghanis do, but we don't. Also, the number of major aviation mishaps and associated fatalities amongst U.S. service members across all four main branches have fallen dramatically in fiscal year 2019, according to data reviewed by Task and Purpose, a sign of progress amid the growing worries of a crisis in military aviation from the year before when it was up. Well, this past year it was down. And Army leaders who've been hammering away at improving and reintroducing long-range precision fires in recent years, but until this week, a European-based unit hadn't carried out a live fire exercise since 2004. Well, guess what? They made up for it this week. Boy, did they. They lit it up over there in Europe. They absolutely flat out lit it up as there were some war games going on over there. So, there you go. Now, let's not forget that the Captain's America Third Watch, we're all about supporting the military here in this program and supporting those that wear the badges of both the fire service and the police officers as well. Our first responders are so important to America. And let me just suggest that when you see them, walk up to them and just say thank you. Reach your hand out like you're going to shake their hand and shake their hand if they reach your hand back to you and say thank you very much for what you're doing. Watch and see the expression on their face. They will light up like a Christmas tree. As well they should. And it's something we need to start doing more of instead of the people that are out there to go, oh, they're black, you know, all this nonsense when they throw in the race thing, you know, white cops, black cops. Hey, when you need a police officer in the middle of the night or the middle of the day or whenever, you don't care what color they are. They don't care what color you are because they're going to come running. So aren't the fire department. So isn't the fire department. Think about that as we go to break. Come back with our next Truckers Highway and Bible report. And then Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, will be chiming in. We're going to ask her about the coronavirus and what she knows. A lot of changes going on here. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovice.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the Captain himself, Matt Bruce.
Are we going to do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound just like no bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal. Some never mind them brakes. Let it all hang out cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta and there's beer in Texarkana. And we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. Eastbound and down. Loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch old bandit run.
Alrighty, there they go. You got old Fred sitting on the front seat, the Basset Hound. You got the old Snowman just driving that big old black KW as fast as he can get it going. And somewhere leading the charge, you got the Bandit and you got Frog. And by the way, Smokey is chasing everybody. There you go. By the way, do you know who the original Smokey was in those movies? Ernest Borgnine. How about that?
little trivia for you. All righty. Well, this Truckers Highway and Byway Report brought to you by the pilot in Flying J closest to you. And a big shout out to all the Crete carrier drivers right now in this hour. Crete and Schaefer and Hunt Transportation drivers, all part of the big family there. Now, a developing coastal low is going to produce rain and thunderstorms from the Gulf Coast and southeastern states into the middle Atlantic region through Saturday. And we're seeing some of that right now as some of the rain is starting up and some of the winds and some of the rip tides. We'll get to that in a minute. And then a few of these thunderstorms may be severe across South Florida. Also, it's possible in the Miami metro area there may be some excitement down there overnight. We'll see. So far, so good. But meanwhile, a powerful cold front. Right now, a powerful cold front is plunging down from the northwest into the interior west this weekend. You can expect heavy rain and widespread heavy mountain snow because right now, what a difference an hour makes, the snow is starting up in the higher elevations in Wyoming. I told you it was pretty much rain right now, but I thought things might be able to change here as we talked about snow squalling some of the mountaintops. Well, yep. The rain is changing to snow as we speak. 90 east coming up on Snoqualmie. You'll have it for a little ways up there. Don't think it's going to go all the way yet to the Idaho border, but the possibility is there because there's some uncertain weather conditions out in front of it with some winds whipping around there out in front of where the rain is right now, so it's hard to tell. And the temperatures are dropping, I will tell you that. Up in Montana, 4th of July over to Bozeman, down to Butte, and Helena. You've got a lot of high wind in that area there, unsettled weather conditions as that storm will eventually catch up to it. We'll see what happens there. Down in Wyoming tonight, you big riggers there, as well as the roughnecks on the rigs. You got some wind up on I-80. It won't be that bad until you get over probably going up over Elk Mountain and Laramie and then going up to Cheyenne, climbing back up into Cheyenne, you'll probably have some high winds there by the looks of what I'm looking at. And then out there in Reno, Reno to Truckee to Lake Tahoe and on down the western part of Nevada tonight, you've got some high wind warnings there. And not to be outdone, there's some rain coming out of the San Diego area over to the east, over towards Central California, probably around, it looks like Coachella down there before. And then all the way, I might add, all the way down to the Mexican border. So there you go, some winds there approaching 25, 35 miles an hour. Coming across New Mexico Way, southeastern corner of New Mexico, Ruidoso, right there off the Indian Reservation, down into Roswell, down into the White Sands Missile Range down there. You've got some snow in that area. It also goes over into Texas right there. But it's about a 50-mile area of snow in the southeastern corner tonight of New Mexico, right there in the Ruidoso area, in that little mountain range that's right there. Now, the fog that we had that was fairly intense up in North Dakota has pretty much dropped down now to the Fargo area west for maybe 20, 30 miles is about all you got there. But down in South Dakota, northeastern South Dakota, and down to the state line with Wisconsin and Minnesota right there, fog stops, so it goes down that far. Don't see anything to bother you in Minnesota or Iowa or Missouri or Arkansas. A little bit of rain just west of Memphis, but nothing all that terrible. You do have in Wisconsin some winds there on the eastern side of Wisconsin, in particular Madison, Wisconsin. Going on over to Indiana, probably around Lafayette, certainly north of Kentucky, you have got some winds in the southern part of Indiana tonight, and don't see anything to bother you all the way down to the Gulf. However, over on the east side of Florida, from about Daytona north now, on up to Cape Hatteras, North Carolina, you've got some rip currents going on there. You've got some high waves You've got some rain that will be developing. You've got rain right now in the Virginia area around Virginia Beach and possibly going up into the Chesapeake Bay by the looks of it here. And that's all subject to change as to what's going to happen there. Now, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is always brought to you by your Pilot or Flying J truck stops. You see one of those, pull on in there. Tell you why. On the third watch, you're going to get yourself a free cup of coffee. And you can tell them the captain sent you just to ensure that. Now, the other thing is, don't forget that if you buy one of those cups that they've got, one of those big cups from the pilot or Flying J, those are refill cups, so you won't get charged the full price of whatever it is you put in there. You'll get charged the refill price, which is not all that much. And in some cases, it might be free, depending on what you're drinking. So there you go. Think about that one. So there you go. Your Pilot or Flying J. Check them out today. When you see them, pull on in there, tell them the captain sent you. And remember, on the third watch, you get a free cup of coffee just by doing that. Okie dokie. Let's go over to Denise Simon, founderscode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
Want to mention, definitely want to get into this coronavirus thing because this is definitely getting much worse. The U.S. is advising against all travel to China. In addition, the WHO has put out an advisory around the world. They've raised the advisory level to 4 out of 5 stars. What do you know about all that?
Well, that's a fact. Secretary of State Pompeo raised it to a level 4, which means do not travel. And those that are there, we're sending a second plane for recovery. I don't know how many more we're going to send after that, but the United States is telling Americans that are there on other kinds of business or whatever kind of travel to get out.
Right.
So this tells me, I think if we really look at this thing far and wide and collect reports from all kinds of foreign nations that are reporting coronavirus incidences, we start putting it all together on the table, that whatever China is telling us is
not true.
Completely understated.
Right, not true. Mm-hmm.
I looked at some numbers last night, and they were pretty staggering. Right. I don't know where the numbers came from, so I don't want to necessarily put it out there. But
I saw some too that are astounding. Mm-hmm.
I would just say this is really rather unprecedented. And what's particularly fascinating is I don't think that anybody's heard from President Xi. I don't think he's made any public statements.
Not to my knowledge.
Exactly. Mm. Which to me is very curious.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we'll just have to wait and see what happens. But in the meantime, China's economy's got to be really hurting because I've seen pictures of the cities and so have you. Nobody moving.
Well, not the entire country, but in certain places, that's correct.
Yep. All right, well, hold that thought. We're going to break. When we come back after the top of our news, more with Denise Simon. Obviously, we're going to talk about the impeachment and John Bolton's book. There's some news there. Got some other news. Human trafficking czar going to be appointed by the president. Oh, by the way, today is Friday. Wear red today, remembering everyone deployed. Wear red today. I'll have my red shirt on that's from the red, Remember Everyone Deployed. I'll have that on today. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of
what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.